G'day, it's Sunday, the 14th of February, 2016. 2016 is 50 years since the first Australian task force arrived at Phuc Thuy province in Vietnam and went to a little clay hill. In fact, that's what the words Nui Dat in Vietnamese mean. Nui Dat was our base, first Australian task force base in Vietnam, from where we staged a heap of operations between 1966 and 1972. But in 1966, the whole area was hostile. We were new. We just arrived. A general had made the decision to site the task force there at Nui Dat. And a large area, about 4,000 square metres, had to be cleared. Two villages moved. And clearing patrols had to be sent out regularly to, well, as the name suggests, to clear the area around our base. In August of 1966, unquestionably the heaviest military engagement that Australian troops have ever been involved in, happened there in a rubber plantation in torrential tropical rain, involving Harry Smith, who was then a fairly young lieutenant colonel, Major, he was a company commander, and his men from Delta Company, the 6th Battalion, the Royal Australian Regiment, 108 of them. 108 men clearing an area that was made up of rubber plantations in torrential rain, and as they're doing it, they're hit by 2,500. 2,500 trained regular soldiers armed with automatic weapons. And they were the locals, they were Vietnamese, it was their turf, their territory, we were the interlopers. Harry's men held them off, 108 Australian men held off and defeated, from a military perspective, defeated 2,500 trained Vietnamese on their home turf. Now, Harry and the boys had help from artillery, they had help towards the very end, from armoured personnel carriers who brought in reinforcements, and they certainly had help from unbelievably brave helicopter pilots who resupplied them with ammunition. 18 Australian men were killed. One man wounded in action later died of his wounds. But the idea that so few Australian soldiers could have performed that feat of arms without exceptional valour, without rising above and beyond the call of duty, is crazy. The company sergeant major involved displayed heroism beyond belief in running through, like all of those Viet Cong NVO soldiers shooting at them, running between the men, resupplying, bringing ammunition. When one radio unit went out, young signaller runs forward and brings another radio unit so that artillery support can be coordinated and called in properly. What happened to Harry and his men is one of the great travesties of Australian natural justice, and certainly in the annals of Australian professionalism in the profession of arms, our military annals. It simply beggars belief that so few of those soldiers were recognised for what they did at Long Tan. What's disgusting and beneath contempt is the way senior officers at the time nominated themselves for distinguished service orders and the like, for doing nothing, for pretending that they directed those Australian troops in the battle. One bloke in particular, I'm not going to name names, but one bloke in particular sitting in his tent mulling over, no doubt, the fact that he ignored intelligence reports that might have tipped the boys off as to what they were about to encounter. And through all of this, one man's doggedness not to leave his men behind, one man's understanding of what it means to be a true leader, just shines. And that's Harry Smith. There have been a number of reviews of the paucity of awards, valour awards, decorations given to these men. At the time, I mean, this beggars belief, but at the time, the young digs were given dolls from the Vietnamese government because our government wouldn't allow them to wear the decorations that the Vietnamese thought they ought to be honoured with. As I said, there have been a couple of reviews, and one man has driven all of that, and that's Harry Smith. During the latter days of the Howard government, things came to a bit of a head, and during the Rudd government, they did. Ultimately, God, it's hard to say this, but ultimately, the decisions were handed back to David Morrison as Chief of Army as to whether any of these men should have awards upgraded or further awards, as Harry, the boss, suggested they ought to be given, actually awarded to them, and it was that bloke Morrison who said, nah, not going to happen. Well, it looks like it may well happen, because common sense has prevailed, and an inquiry into what happened in that rubber plantation in August 50 years ago is about to get underway in Maroochydore in Queensland. Harry, congratulations to you, sir, and to the 108 brave men of Delta Company, the 6th Battalion, the Royal Australian Regiment, for what you did at Long Tan. I'm speechless as to describe the valour, speechless as to describe the mateship and the finest traditions of service before self, of love of country, love of your mates, and a doggedness, the Aussie doggedness that says, nah, we're never going to give up. We're never going to give up. We're never going to give up. And you didn't. Fellas, 50 years down the track, the end's in sight. Congratulations to those we left behind in Vietnam and those who have since fallen. Rest in peace, and to all of you, thank you for your service. Oh, and one last thing. Harry Smith has as his ringtone a song that was famous at the time, and as Harry would know from Brisbane, I still got a little bit of the DJ in me. That song on Harry's phone, that song ringing in the ears of the boys, was Nancy Sinatra with "These Boots Are Made for Walking." Those boots walked that afternoon, and I tell you what, they're walking towards honours that they deserve.
You keep saying you've got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.